Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all of our listeners to one more great moment to share a word of God to you from us, your host and co-host of this show, the Prophetically Speaking Radio Broadcast Show on the Blog Talk Radio site. I'm your host, and I'm Prophetess Trinotia Balka, and along with me I have a dynamic co-host, none other than the one and only Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. Prophetess Jenkins, are you excited about the Lord on today?
Yes, I am. Powerful word. I am excited.
Wonderful. Well, as always, I want to know what's going on with the weather there in Liberia.
It's not sunny. It seems like it's going to rain. We're going to have a downpour. But other than that, it's okay. It's not too hot. It's nice weather. It feels good outside.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We love it when it's warm, but we don't want it to be too warm. You know, we don't want to be able to crack an egg on the ground and see it fry. We don't want it that warm, but we do enjoy the warm weather. Well, here we have it where the sun is not shining, but I make my confession and I stick to it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. So, Prophetess Jenkins, I'm just really happy about everything that God is doing, happy about what God is doing in the kingdom. And let's go ahead and give our shout-outs real quick. I'm going to go ahead and give a great thank you to God, my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to give all reverence and praise unto the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost for being everything that I need them to be. And I also want to take the time to thank God, as normally, for my family, for those of you that had an opportunity to view our previous show on the Prophetic View on this past Sunday, which was Mother's Day. We had an awesome opportunity to share with the world, our family, my son, my sister, and my mother had an opportunity to be on the show with us, and we were able to talk about Mother's Day. So I just want to thank God for that and give honor to them. And, of course, you all know I always talk about my little son, the fabulous one. So I thank God for him, my favorite son in the world. And I always giggle about that because, you know, I only have one, so he's my favorite. And so I also want to give praise to God for my church, which is a Harvest Time Church under the leadership of Bishop Shelton Beatty. And so I just want to thank God for everything that's going on in the city of Houston. Woman of God, go ahead and give you a shout-out real quick.
Hallelujah. Just giving God honor for this day that I am still in the land of the living. I thank God for his power. I thank God for Jesus dying for me. So I give a shout-out to him being my Lord and Savior. And again, to my family and my I'm excited this weekend. I'm going to do a wedding ceremony for one of my grandsons, my daughter's son, and I'm excited about that.
Yes.
He said, no one marries me but my mama. So I'm excited about that, that I have the privilege and the opportunity to do such a awesome ceremony. I count that not lightly. I take it as a privilege to be able to do that.
Yes, I will too. That's an awesome opportunity because, you know, when you stand before the man or the woman of God to stand in, you're in holy matrimony, you know, it is a real thing that, you know, when you want the blessings of the man or the woman of God that stand before your marriage because, you know, divorce is at such a high rate of speed.
Yes.
You want the man or the woman of God to be engulfed in the presence and in the spirit of God, to bless that unity and to speak well of that unity so that those that are standing before the man or the woman of God can look forward to having a life of longevity together. And so we want to just thank God and give kudos to you on today for walking in the place that God has you to be in and being that God has instructed for you to be. So congratulations to you and to you. And just want them to know that we're praying that God will bless them with a long and a healthy life together and just being blessed in all the wonderful things that God has for them to explore together. So, woman of God, today we're going to move on into our show. And for those of you that have been listening to us, we know that normally our show is one that is normally very lengthy, within an hour or a little bit more. But for the next couple of weeks, our show is going to be a little shorter. And that is because schedules have now changed a little bit. And there's a lot going on in the world of TV ministries. a lot. And so right now we are endeavoring to do all that God has purposed for us to do, but at the same time trying to be a good steward of our time. And so not shortchanging you by any means, but just wanting to do the best we can with the time that we have. So, woman of God, we're going to be looking at our virtue values on today and looking at our word that the Lord always gives us, which is our power word. And as I was praying about the power word, one, the Lord just dropped the word into my spirit, dropped this word on me, and the Lord began to speak to me, woman of God, about the word called expectation. And, you know, the definition that we have for expectation is the act or the state of anticipation. And I had an opportunity on yesterday evening to join into our foundations class where our wonderful praise and worship leader, Ms. Pam Jones, was there teaching a class. And one of the things that we began to talk about in the class, when we began to talk about praise and worship, she began to share about anticipation. She began to talk a little bit about expectation. And, you know, one of the things, woman of God, that God put into my spirit is that expectation is required for breakthrough. It is not something that there's an option. You know, there are some things that you're given an option to do. Some things you have an option. You have an option of what pair of shoes you want to put on. You have an option of what clothing attire you want to wear for the day. You have an option of whether you want to turn your car to the right or to the left. But there are some things in life, and I found that we're talking about things in the spirit. There are some things that God does not give us an option. Something required. And if we are anticipating a move of God to take place, be it whether healing, whether it's a breakthrough in your finances, a breakthrough in your marriage, a breakthrough in your family, a breakthrough in your job, if you're believing God for a greater anointing, a greater outpouring of His revelation in your life, there's something that is going to be required of you, and that is called expectation. You know, I'm a mother, Prophetess Jenkins, and as a mother, I have a son. And my son, of course, you all know, you hear me talk about him all the time. He means the world to me. But one thing about my son is if I say to him, son, I'm going to buy you a piece of chocolate. I'll buy you a piece of chocolate tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Well, even if it's 10 o'clock the day before, I'm probably going to hear about that piece of chocolate every hour until the next day at 12 when I told him I'm going to get him the chocolate. And when the time comes for me to get the chocolate, every store that I pass by, he's going to be saying, is that the store? Is that the place? Is that where we're going to get the chocolate? Mama, are you going to still get the chocolate? Are you going to get the chocolate? That's how we've got to be when it comes to the things of God. We have now, woman of God, entered into a place of breakthrough. I'm not talking about an individual. I'm talking about as the kingdom, as the body of Christ. The Spirit of God, the kingdom of God is now in travail, giving birth to those men and women of God that have been on the back burner. God is now doing an exchange in the realm of the Spirit. And those that have been in the place of obscurity, God is now bringing to a place of notoriety. Those have been in the place of waiting, God is bringing to a place of fulfillment. Those have been in the back room on their knees praying, God is now bringing answers into manifestation. And so as the body of Christ, I minister this word to the body. We have now entered into a place where God is ready to give us breakthroughs. But woman of God, as we talk about the breakthrough that God is ready to give, there's something that is required, and that's going to be expectation. I'm going to read this scripture, read this virtue value, and woman of God, I'm going to let you have a little say about this. Now, Psalm 65:1, it says, praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. As you enter into this long-awaited season of breakthroughs, be sure to keep a praise on your lips unto the Most High God. God may use many to assist you along your journey. However, remember that every good and perfect gift comes from above. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. And so even woman of God, when the Lord gave me that scripture in Psalm 65:1. Something about that scripture that stood out to me, it says, praise is waiting for you, O God. But then it goes on to say, and you, to you, the vow shall be performed. Not only is my praise in anticipation, I am waiting to release the praise to you, because that scripture itself is a prophetic mandate. Not only is the praise, but why would I be waiting to give you something? It's because I know you're going to show up. Whenever we get ready to go to a birthday party, we bring a gift. The birthday one, the one whose birthday it is, they're waiting on you to show up with something. Why? Because you know that you're coming to celebrate them. That's how I look at this scripture. My praise is in wait. My praise is in anticipation. My praise is in expectation. Why? Because I know and I know that I know that my God is a God that cannot lie. My God will show up and do what he said he will do. And it says the vow shall be performed. That says that God didn't lie to you. You have reached your season of breakthrough. You have reached your place where God is going to do great things for you. No matter what the enemy comes to throw in your face, no matter what the enemy comes to say to you in your mind, no matter how the enemy comes to try to bring upheaval in your life, the word of God says the vow shall be performed. That means that this praise that I have in waiting, it will not go to waste. God will get this praise, because God will bring forth a breakthrough. Go right ahead, Prophetess Jenkins.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woman, you said a real powerful thing. You said expectation is required for a breakthrough. We need to expect God. We need to expect God to give us a breakthrough when we begin to worship him. Praise is something we should do. I remember this young man that made a song, say, praise is what I do. Praise is what we should all do. Because praise bring on a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
It brings in a breakthrough. I can give a listener about a woman that's in labor. You know, she wait all those months.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby can't come to the breakthrough, to the water break.
My
so
God.
They have to have a breakthrough in their body for that baby to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
She expects all the months, and she's expecting, wondering what he's going to look like, and she's expecting the baby to be healthy, whole, healthy, and looking normal. She's expecting all these things to that water break, and that baby come forward. Then she see the first glimpse of her baby. She said, Lord, you're worthy.
Mm.
And God is a God that he needs to be, he ought to be praised. She knows he's worthy.
My God, mighty God. And you know the thing, Prophetess Jenkins, I love about this so much is when the scripture goes on to say, the vow shall be performed. The vow shall be performed. It didn't say it might be. It didn't say there's a possibility that I'll give God a praise. It didn't say that maybe I'll give God a praise. No, no, no. It says praise is awaiting you. So that says to me that when I say God praise is awaiting, that means that I am in such expectation. I'm on edge. I'm in such a place ready to give birth to this praise. I'm on edge. I am just like at the edge of my seat. I just like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Just can't wait for you to do what you said you were going to do. And then the thing about it is that the scripture comes forth with such a positive outcome, because it says, to you the vow shall be performed. That means there's no doubt. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no wavering. There's no going back on the anticipation, God. My praise is awaiting you. I'm awaiting you. Why? Because I know what the word of God says about you. And when we begin to quote a scripture with such a positive outcome, you know, if I'm talking about Prophetess Jenkins, if I'm talking about my son, if I'm speaking about someone that I personally know, I can put a little bit of exclamation at the end of what I'm saying if I know the person. If I know that my son, for example, my son loves his mom. He loves his mom. He's always, you know, Mom, I love you. Mom, I love him too. So he loves his mom. So therefore, I have no doubt that he loves his mom. He tells me, he shows me, he loves his mom. So if I know that I'm awaiting him to come and tell me that he loves me, there's no doubt because I've already seen him in the past at work. I've already seen my son. I've already experienced my son. I already know that my son loves his mom. And so, therefore, I know that if I'm just waiting, I know that he's going to come and hug his mom and say, Mom, I love you. That's the same repertoire that we should have with God. We know that God not only sent his son to die on the cross for our sins, but time and time and time again, the Lord has showed himself strong in our lives. The Lord has rebuked the hand of the enemy on one hand. On the other hand, the Lord has shown us which way to go. The Lord has moved difficulty out of the way. He's made a way out of no way. He's been a rock on top of a rock. He's been a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's been a bill payer for some. He's been a mother. Some he's been a father. Some he's been a sister. Some he's been a brother. So whatever it is that God has said to you in this season, whatever it is that God has said to you, it's to occur in your life. Know that you can bank on it. Even though your praise is awaiting, you're waiting. There's a praise that you have held back. There's a praise that you have not yet released. The word of God says the praise is awaiting. So there's something that you're holding back that you have not put in the hands of anybody. There's a praise that you have not given away to anybody at any time. There's a praise that belongs to him and to him only. There's a praise that only he can receive the fragrance of. There's a praise that only he can receive the words of. There's a praise that I have on the inside of me that nobody is worthy of but him. And the reason why I can anticipate holding back the praise is because I know that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. When we think about a dam, and you think about the ways of a dam, and when a dam happens, many times there can be a blockage, something that stops the water passage. And as the water is anticipating on passing, for whatever reason, sometimes there's a blockage. There's a blockade, and the water cannot pass, and it causes a dam there. And so the water begins to build, and it begins to build, and it begins to build and build and build. And as the water begins to build, there is something that may occur, that the water begins to get so heavy, that the weight of the water becomes so weighty that the whatever it is that is blocking the water from passing, it then has to be destroyed. And when we look at the water being built up, I'm using that in reference to our praise, because there's many times when there's a praise, when we can use for an example of a person that may be walking in an illness. And you've waited and you've trusted God and you've believed God for the healing to come forth in your body. And then the healing begins to manifest. There's a particular praise that you release to God once that healing is manifest. Now, you know, I've heard it said, you know, don't wait until the battle is over. Shout now. Don't wait until you see it, but give God a praise of faith. I understand that, but you know, there are some times when there's a praise that has been on reserve. There's a praise that has been set aside. There's a particular praise that is only released when that particular breakthrough comes forth, when the blockage of that dam has been moved and that water begins to gush through a place that may have been calm, where the water flows through a calm passage. Suddenly, the waters come through in a hurry. The waters come through in a rough way. The waters that were once calm and mediocre, but now become rushed. And if you get in the way of that water when that dam is destroyed, you too will be destroyed, because whatever it is that was blocking the water from getting through, the water is now pushing it out of the way. And if you get in the way, you will be damaged by the debris that's in the water. That's the type of praise that I'm talking about on today. A praise that has been held back, that has been on hold, a praise that has been in a secret compartment. But people of God, the word that the Lord sent me to give you on today, that you have to remember that, honey, that praise is going to come forth. That praise is going to come forth. Don't stop anticipating God doing for you what he said he would do. Don't stop believing that the word of God is what it is. Don't stop trusting in the God that has brought you through time and time and time again. Don't stop believing that God is God because of the weight of the world that may be on your shoulders at this very moment. Hold that praise in its place. Don't allow that praise to move, because right there in Psalm 65:1, it says, "The vow shall be performed." That scripture is written by a man that knew no matter what it looks like, this vow will be kept. I will give this praise to God. Why can I say it with such a positive mindset? Because I know what he's already done. I know how he's already come through. I know the ways he's already made. I know the God he's already been. I know when I had nobody else to turn to, that God was right there. And so I know that if he came through then, I know that he's going to come through now. So, people of God, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. For some, it seems like you've waited on God and you've trusted God and you have been patient and been just wanting to endure and just live. But let me just encourage you today. God is not slack concerning his promise. God is going to do for you what he said he would do. And do I speak from a place of saying, okay, every single thing in my life has come to pass, and I can tell you that every single thing that I want God to do concerning my ministry, concerning my career, concerning my life, my son, my family, every single thing is done. No, every single thing is not done. But the same word that's for you today is the same word that I received. My praise is awaiting. My praise will go on to God, and the vow shall be performed, because God is not slack concerning his promise, and God will do exactly what he said he would do. And so, people of God, I just want to encourage you to go forth in your belief, go forth in your trust, go forth in your dominion and in your power, and remember that God will do what he said he would do. One of the things I always want to be guilty of, whether it's here on this radio broadcast or whether it's on the television broadcast, one thing I always want to find myself being guilty of, and that is being an encouragement unto God's people. That is encouraging God's people, letting you know that God is God. God will not be mocked. He will not be mocked, people of God. And sometimes that's what the enemy wants to play in your ears. He wants to make you think that God is a joke. He wants to make you think that God is not real. He wants to make you think that God is a liar. He wants to make you think that God says something to you and he's not going to do what he said. But I just always want to find myself being busy about giving God's people the word that he's given me to give you. Don't allow your expectations to fall, because God will not fail your level of expectation. Even when you get into your personal space of praise and worship, your personal time of prayer, your personal time, don't forget, people of God, allow your expectations to remain in a place of anticipation, so that God can come forth and bring you manifestation. And God is going to do just what he said he was going to do. And I just want to encourage you, people of God, to trust God. Trust God. Know that that vow, that praise that you have placed to the side just in him, that vow will be performed. And so, people of God, as I stated to you earlier, right now we do have a shorter show, but I'm praying to God that that word was a blessing to you and blessed you as much as it blessed us. And I just want to encourage you to stay tuned to Prophetically Speaking. We're going to be back on our normal schedule in just a few weeks where we can have an elongated show for you. But right now, as I stated, we're trying to do the best we can with the time that we have. We're building teams right now to make sure that we have the assistance that we need and the places that we need it in so that we can go forth and be busy about doing the work of the Lord. People of God, I love you, but most of all, God loves you. And so I just want to encourage you to join us here on the Blog Talk Radio site every Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. And then I want to encourage you to join us on the Prophetic View television show. And we are with you every Wednesday at 12 o'clock midnight. And some people may say, why that late period of time? Well, because there are some people that are up that late, and they may need to hear a word from the Lord. And we don't want to just relegate ourselves to being a 9-to-5 evangelist. We want people to know that no matter what time of day or night it is, God listens, God is there, and there is somebody that is willing to give a word of encouragement to you. Every Wednesday at 12 o'clock midnight. Also, you can join us every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And so, again, I want to encourage you to take a look at our website. That is tbministries.net. Don't forget, we have some wonderful books there on the Amazon.com site. And I want to send a shout-out and a thank you to all of those of you that are listening that have purchased a book. And I want to thank God for that. We have received notification from Amazon that quite a few of those books have sold. So, again, go to Amazon.com, and you're able to get a copy of Soul Journey. You're also able to get a copy of The Power of Me. And so I want to thank God for that. I want to send a shout out to the service that I was in on this past Sunday at the church located right here in Houston, Texas, which is going to be where Bishop Glenn Dalton and Lady Tracy Dalton, at their church is the Restoration Square Full Gospel Cathedral Church located here in Houston, Texas. And God blessed me to be there to share a wonderful word with the women of God there. And we talked about giving birth. We talked about some. It was just time for them to get pregnant so that they can walk into the time of mothering. And we were not so much talking about it here on this earthly realm, but getting pregnant with something in the spirit. So by this time next year, we'll be able to see them walking in full motherhood, being able to give birth to something great in the spirit. So I want to send a shout out to them. And I have to be at another service on this weekend, but I'm going to be putting more information about that on my website and also my Facebook page, which is Trinoncia Balka on Facebook. You can also see what's going on with TB Ministries Facebook page. And so, again, people of God, I love you, and I thank God for you. I want you to, like we would always hear, keep hope alive, keep faith alive, keep your praise alive, keep your worship alive, or anticipation alive, and just watch God do for you exactly what he said he was going to do. Well, listen, I'm Prophetess Trinoncia Balka. Along with me, I think she's on mute right now, but we also have Prophetess Gloria Jenkins, and we want you to know that we love you. God bless you, and listen, join us again on next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. where God is going to have another mighty and powerful word for you. God bless you to get ready to give that praise unto God, because Psalm 65:1 says, to you the vow shall be performed. I love you, people of God, and God bless you.